Well, I want to, like Billy, thank all of you for putting up with us this week. Y'all been good to us, and we appreciate it. And like my wife, we appreciate your prayer more than you can imagine. And I was thinking, sometimes it is a blessing to have a low month. I remember that day I was toiling, even if I wanted to go with you and leave, I ain't got no money to take us. But you know, it's as Scripture says, all things work out for the good. And the Lord was working things out for our good. And He didn't make it possible for us to leave that day. Because I wasn't much better off than her that day. But you know, our God is faithful.
Amen.
And you know, even if we are unfaithful, He remains faithful.
Praise.
He can't deny Himself.
Praise.
And as Billy was preaching, the Lord's chosen the foolishness of preaching to save those that are lost. I'm going to read some verses here that you've probably heard over and over again. But here in the book of Romans, the Lord's been dealing with me a little bit different with these scriptures here. Chapter 10, verse 13. This verse is probably a verse most of you know by memory. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Something that we've claimed as a promise. Man, as useless as I am, I called on Him and He saved me.
Amen.
But you know, the very next verse has a question. How then shall they call on Him whom they have not heard? Or excuse me, whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Amen.
You know, I think down there in Mexico, talked to a lot of people that have heard something about Jesus. A lot of people that have believed something about Him. And a lot of people that have called on Him for this, that, and the other reason. But you know, they haven't called on Him to be saved. They've called on Him to be saved from their physical infirmities, for their physical problems, but for the spiritual, no, they haven't. Why? It's very simple. How shall they call on Him whom they have not believed? Oh, they believe He can heal them. Oh, they believe He can help them out in their problems, in their financial difficulties, and you name it. They believe He can help them out on anything physical. But they don't really believe He'll save them if they call on Him and ask Him to save them from hell. They've been taught something a little different. And been preaching down there, and I've been seeing this over and over. The Lord's been showing it to me. They don't really believe, and that's why they don't call. You know, they say they believe. They'll tell you, yeah, I believe in Jesus. But what exactly do they believe about Jesus? He says, and how shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? The problem is what they've heard about Jesus. And that's why they don't believe what they ought to believe about Him. Because they haven't heard. They ain't been no one to tell them. They've heard that He came and died for their sins, and He rose again the third day. But now, you got to do your part. And you got to be faithful. You got to quit all your sinning. You got to quit all this, and you got to quit all that. And yeah, it'd be good if we could, but the problem is we can't. And even if we could quit all of our sinning, that still wouldn't take away all that we've already done.
That's right.
They believe that they got to do their works to be saved. And they also have the misconception that the virgin can help them out. And that is just it's a stumbling block. It's, they can't, muestra. Demonstration of their lack of faith in Christ.
Amen.
They don't believe in Him because they're over here believing in her. It just demonstrates, hey, why are you believing in her if He can do it all? Why do you go to her if He will hear you?
Amen.
They don't believe He can do it all. They have their own ideas because that's what they have heard. They've heard that she can do it, and Him, there's a good chance He won't accept you because of what you are. So that's why they believe that, because someone else told them that. And they believed it because that's what they've been told all their lives since they were children. They grew up believing that. I remember myself when the Lord started opening the Scriptures to me, when my brother and some friends of his started showing me what the Scriptures say. I said, how can it be? How can you know you have eternal life? All my life, they've been telling me you can't know it. All my life, they've been telling me only the good go to heaven. I ain't good. So how am I going to know that I'm going to heaven? And as far as I know, I believe in Jesus. I've heard it all my life. But I know better than to think that I'm going to heaven. Why? Same as the people today that are in Mexico. They've heard another story. They've heard another gospel. And that's what they've believed. And they haven't believed on the truth. Because that's not what they've heard. They haven't heard the truth. And it says, how shall they hear without a preacher? How are they going to hear without a preacher? What's their hope? You know, it's been said more than once that the rocks aren't going to cry out and tell them the gospel. God hasn't chosen that way. Rocks may cry out and praise the Lord, but they won't tell them the gospel.
That's right. Amen.
They won't tell them the gospel. The angels won't either. And as it's been said, the angels probably do a lot better job at telling the gospel than we could. But the Lord hadn't chosen that. He's chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they going to call if they don't believe? And how are they going to believe if they don't ever hear? And how are they going to hear without a preacher? You know, he makes it clear in verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It doesn't come by tradition. It doesn't come by the word of mouth of man. It comes by the word of God.
Amen.
By hearing the word of God. We can tell all of our ideas, tell all of our traditions. We can even make our own laws. But that's not going to save anybody. It's got to be through the word of God, because that's where the faith can be founded. That's where you can have a foundation for your faith. Because one day I'll come telling you something, and one day someone else will come telling you something else. Well, where are you going to base your faith? In man? I was talking to a guy just last night, and he was telling me this guy told him something. I ain't going to mention any names, but it's kind of hilarious to me. And the guy told him, you taught me not to believe man, but base my faith on the scriptures. I can't believe what you're telling me right now. And, you know, our faith has to be based on the scriptures. You know, if you can't see it in the scriptures, well, okay, I don't understand it. I'm not going to base all my trust in what you're telling me about it. I'll wait till I understand it before I really make a concrete decision on what I believe about that. But brethren, the salvation of the soul is something that's offered to everybody. And it's something clear. Even though our traditions, our past, our ideas, our philosophies may fog it all up and make it where it's hard to understand and hard to believe because it goes against everything you've philosophized or believed or whatever, it's got to come by the Word of God.
Amen.
Faith cometh by the Word of God. You got to quit trusting in your own philosophy, someone else's philosophy, your own tradition, but you trust in the Word of God. How are they going to hear without a preacher? Brethren, in the book of Matthew, Christ said something in chapter 9, verse 36. I've been having a good time this week. The Lord's been really good to me. He's been encouraging me and showing me a lot of things. It's almost been like He's been putting a mirror in front of my face and saying, see right here, you need to take care of that.
Amen.
This over here, well, that too. And He's just been really showing me different things. And one of those things is what we see right here in verse 36. But when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Compassion. Lack of compassion on my part too many times. I like to, Roland and I, we go to the park a lot of times to preach downtown. It's one of our favorite spots there. One of our favorite places for preaching, because there's usually people there. And one thing I like to do is just sit there and look at the people.